Put two dozen in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. Why isn't Chucky at breakfast this morning, Mater?
He was still asleep. I didn't want to waken him.
It's rather disappointing when I don't get to see him before I leave for the office.
Well, if he got to bed at a reasonable time, as he should, he wouldn't sleep so late in the morning.
My dear Mater, I'm away from home so much of the time, the evening is the only opportunity I have to be with the boy. Surely you can appreciate that.
More coffee?
No, thank you. By the way, did I tell you that Bill purchased the Chambers home in Beverly Hills?
No, you didn't. My sister-in-law told me.
I believe they'll be moving in within the next few weeks. If it wouldn't be asking too much, Meta, I wish you'd choose a house gift for them for both of us.
I'll wait till they're settled, till I see what they might need.
Well, they won't need anything, really. Other than linens, silver, dishes, perhaps. Naturally, the Chambers are taking all their personal things with them.
You're very interested in this home in Beverly Hills, aren't you?
I'm very interested in Bill and his wife. She's a very clever young woman in many respects.
And very stupid in others. Is that it?
Those are your words, Mater, not mine. And, oh, yes, before it slips my mind, I should have mentioned it last evening. I've asked Mr. and Mrs. Wilson for dinner this evening.
Yes, you should have mentioned it. I'm going to be out most of the afternoon. And I've more or less made plans for this evening.
After all, Mater, Mr. Wilson is my superior, and...
I'm very sorry.
Very well. I'll take them out to dinner.
I think that would be much better. Not only as far as this particular evening is concerned, but for the future as well.
So, that's the way it is.
Yes, sir. That's the way it is.
If you were aware, Mater, that Ted had consulted his attorney, Robert Rollins, whom he instructed to find some way whereby he would have the sole supervision of Chucky, you might play your cards very differently. But at the moment, you're not thinking of what Ted might do. You're thinking of what you're going to do to gain custody of your child. And you're taking your first step this afternoon. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Does is making news today. 100,000 miles of wash line shouted out.
For whites, white washes without red hands. The women of this country are going back to Does.
Yes, the women of this land who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are coming back to Does.
Oh, yes. I tried one of those no-rinse powders. For land's sake, what it did to my poor hands. So now I'm back to Does. It does just what the ad says. Gives me white, white washes without red hands.
That was Michigan. But the same thing's happening in Ohio, in Oregon.
Sure, I did experiment with some of those chemical suds on wash day. But I've gone back to Does again. It gets the dirtiest clothes so clean, yet it's so nice to the colors and my hands.
There's a reason Does can do all this. It's the way Does is made.
Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. Rich, real soap balanced with two proven detergents.
That's why work clothes come so clean. Linens wash so white.
And with all that, Does is extra safe for colors and almost as mild as a toilet soap on hand.
That's why today in Kansas City, New York City, Center City, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
How about you? If you want white, white washes without red hands, get Does today.
Sit down, Mrs. White.
Thank you, Dr. Hewitt. I'm sorry to have been so insistent on seeing you, but... You see, from what Dr. Bowling didn't tell me, I knew that after you'd seen Chuck, you talked with him. But you must have formed some definite opinion that you were most reluctant to discuss with me.
Mrs. White, I want you to know that there wouldn't have been any reluctance on my part to see you, talk with you about your boy, if I'd had the slightest cooperation from your husband. If the boy does have a problem, that problem cannot be solved by you alone. It must be worked out by Mr. White as well.
Dr. Hewitt, since I last saw you, there's been a certain development in our home. A very dangerous one. I've told my husband there are times when he takes unnecessary risks with a child. Without my really knowing it, Mr. White decided to turn tables. He suggested that I wasn't well. That I'd become slightly neurotic. And that any fears or problems Chucky might have were because of me. He even went so far as to suggest that I see a doctor.
Go on, Mrs. White.
He doesn't think I should take care of Chucky.
In other words, he doesn't want you to interfere in any way.
That's right. Dr. Hewitt, I think you should know that I've already consulted an attorney. I've gone as far as I can. Now, you've talked with me, you've talked with my husband. And if you think I've done right in the way I've analyzed my son and what's been happening to him, I should know it. My attorney should know it. I've come to the point where I can't stand still any longer.
Who is your attorney, Mrs. White?
Mr. Brandon.
Ray Brandon?
Yes.
Why, I'm surprised that you consulted a man who was once the foster father of Chucky.
Well, I don't know of anyone who would be better able to understand my situation. Bertie and his wife knew a different Chucky from the boy we know today.
I wish I could help you, Mrs. White, but I don't see how I can. This much I can tell you. I'm convinced that you're not wrong about your boy. He is a child who is extremely apprehensive. He shies away from anything that even borders on what might mean physical pain. I had a great many toys for him to play with here. He put aside the boxing gloves, the tank of water, the mechanical boat, the gun, all the things an average boy plays with today. I'm a little inclined to believe that because he's not ready emotionally to accept certain demands that are made upon him by his father, that he has come to reject anything that's associated with these demands. He's taking boxing lessons, isn't he?
Yes.
And swimming?
A little. But what I don't understand is, if Chucky hates these things so much, why doesn't he rebel? Why doesn't he refuse to do them?
I imagine, Mrs. White, your husband can be a very persuasive person when he wants to be. I rather think he's made the boy feel that he should, if at all possible, live up to all the things his father expects of him. I also understand your feeling that Mr. White takes undue risks with Chucky. And as time goes on, those risks might become more dangerous than they are at the moment. It's too bad, Mrs. White, that the youngster isn't closer to you. That there hasn't been built up some kind of bond between you. Oh, I'm sure you've made every effort.
Yes, I have. Dr. Hewitt, if I could have Chucky to myself for a time...
Well, I don't know. You stressed rather strongly that Chucky isn't an affectionate child. That he's not demonstrative to anyone. I'm going to tell you something that you won't like very much, but you want my opinion, and I'm going to give it to you. Chucky does have an affection, and I think a very deep one, for one person. His Aunt Charlotte.
And I was wrong, wasn't I? I mean, about having such a visit with Charlotte and Ray.
Oh, I don't think it would have made any difference. Without knowing it, that little boy hasn't quite forgotten the woman he first called mother.
Dr. Hewitt, Chucky was only a little over 2.
Yes, I know, but add to that the fact that your husband has repeatedly told him that you weren't able to take care of him.
that two people, whom he now calls Aunt Charlotte and Uncle Ray, did care for him.
What am I going to do, Dr. Seward?
I don't know, Mrs. White.
Look, you're recognizing your field. Surely, if it became necessary, not for my sake, but for a child's sake, you'd be willing to testify if the certain conclusions you've reached.
Well, I'd be afraid of the consequences to the boy. If you get into a court action, and I've seen this happen more than once, Mr. White's attorney certainly isn't going to take my word. He undoubtedly would insist on other men seeing Chucky. Then the boy would become a football tossed from one end of the field to the other. Why, that you don't want, I'm sure.
No. No, I don't want anything like that to happen.
Your husband is a very determined man. If you're thinking of a separation, as you've indicated, you can't involve Chucky. There'll have to be other grounds. Personally, as a doctor, as a man who deals with little children, I'd rather not see a broken home. If there is some way for you and Mr. White to get together and see eye to eye, that would be the ideal solution. If not, well, that's something that will have to be worked out between you and your attorney.
White, white washes
without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Dove does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
Yes, if you've been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, keep this fact in mind.
Maybe your clothes can take it, but how about your hands? Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash?
Then change to Dove. See for yourself what a pleasure it is to get white, white washes without red hands. Dove can make this promise because of the way Dove is made.
Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything.
How about you? If you want white, white washes without red hands, change to Dove.
Ted White takes his first step in an attempt to get full control over his son, Chucky, in the next episode of The Guiding Light with Leslie Woods and Joan Allison, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of the new Dove.